Good morning to Jason Kant, start of the best 5 minutes of the day.
Good morning.
We did not have our usual Saturday breakfast together. I missed you.
We did not. I decided to take a weekend just to kind of not have any commitments or expectations. And so I canceled my normal Saturday breakfast and my Sunday breakfast, and I did my grocery shopping on Friday instead of Saturday, so I could just kind of take the weekend and do whatever came to mind, and it was very refreshing for me to take some time to do that. So
you talked about your body and your brain needed a break, and I haven't referenced the book, but I've heard about The Body Keeps the Score, and that's kind of what I was thinking, where you were at maybe a little bit.
Yeah. So that's, it's a really good book. Heather is in the process of reading that one right now. And, it's true that our bodies, stress finds its way out through our bodies. And, things that have happened in the past, things that happen to us now, can show up in lots of different ways. And one of the ways that can happen is through how our body is responding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good for us to pay attention to those signals as well.
Very good. Let's see. You were out and about at a bookstore over the weekend, and you sent the lone communication I got from you all weekend long was a picture of Larry Crabb's book, his magnum opus, really. It took him 5 years to write 66 love letters, which had a great influence on you writing Letters to the Beloved. And it was available for how much?
$1.
Wow. Yeah.
$1. Yeah. And so for the readers, I didn't pick it up.
Mm.
And so it will be a whoever finds their way there first.
All right. I'm going to go there today. So here's the deal. By tomorrow morning, I will report back whether it was still there. So it's in kind of, they have kind of a used book area, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they have kind of several used book areas, but it's kind of fun to poke around because it's a new bookstore, but they also have used stuff that you can kind of track down to. So
we said it's at BAM, right? Right. So
yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. Let's get to Romans then. Romans 7 verses 4 and 5. Here we go. What do we got?
Yeah. So it says, "So my dear brothers and sisters, this is the point. You died to the power of the law when you died with Christ, and now you are united with the one who was raised from the dead. As a result, we can produce a harvest of good deeds for God. When we were controlled by our old nature, sinful desires were at work within us, and the law aroused these evil desires that produced a harvest of sinful deeds resulting in death."
All right, Romans 7, 4 and 5 in Letters to the Beloved. This devotional commentary, which was greatly influenced by Larry Crabb's concept of 66 love letters, of this imagined conversation with God. Jason writes, "The same principle applies to your faith. You were joined with my son in his crucifixion, so you are dead to the law. That old way is not who you are anymore. Instead, you have been raised to a new, fruitful life. Sinful passions governed your old self. You lived for pleasure and self-satisfaction. The law was a signpost toward evil desires, and you willingly followed the path of destruction. When you look at your old life, the outcome of your choices was disintegration and death." Not a pretty picture.
No. No, but, reading through that, the idea that's in that first line there, the second line, the old way is not who you are anymore.
Yeah.
One of the things I talk a lot about is being who you are. And I think sometimes people are like, wait, is that a Christian idea? And I think for me, it comes to the idea of having been made whole, having been made righteous in Christ, and living from that, trying to live from that reality and not from this old way, which can definitely still plague us from time to time.
We are saints in Christ Jesus. I can make that case, but we are saints who still sin, right? I mean, we can think it.
Sure.
And so it's, and that's where nothing makes that case more than Romans 7. All right. I will look forward to tomorrow, and I'll report back after my visit to BAM.
Sounds good.
All right. See, the race is on, everybody. All right. The WIB Wake Up Show, Mark and Dawson Halverson. Caleb joins the mix at 7 here on a Monday morning, and we head to Michigan. And our buddy Drew Fralick, comic, pastor, writer. Author, a lot of titles. Marathon runner. Good morning, Drew.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Hey,
how's it going?
I thought today it'd be fun to talk about laughs, like, you know, something. There's just kind of the easygoing Jim Carrey laugh, probably from some given movie. But I was just kind of curious. We've got some other laughs. But when it comes to doing stand-up comedy, I mean, the degree to which, like, I mean, you obviously, every stand-up comic, I mean, you got in it. You love to hear the laughs. Talk about feeding off of those and maybe about unique laughs.
So, you know, people don't realize this. I mean, maybe they do, but stand-up, it's definitely a two-way street, you know. You need really good laughers in the crowd.
Uh-huh.
You need people who are laid back. Maybe they're giving you a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. They're like, your joke is like a 7. They're laughing at it like it's a 9. That helps, you know.
Yeah.
But a big laugher is really super important. It can make or break a show. I did a show like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
There was 6 people in the audience. And all the comics are looking around like, oh, boy,
Yeah.
There's only 6 people here. This is going to be pretty brutal, you know.
Now, was this one of your home shows that you did or no?
This was one of the home
shows.
Yes. Good note. Yes. It was one of the home shows. So, it's a show in my living room. There's only 6 people there, so it's already pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it's got the, you know, it's got the vibe of a funeral or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
So I was like, oh boy. It turned out to be one of the best shows I've ever been a part of, and the reason for that is because all 6 of those people were big laughers.
Yeah,
and so a big laugher,
that's huge.
Can really, I'd rather have 1 big laugher than 10 sort of like mildly bored, you know, people who are looking at their phone wondering what they're going to do afterwards.
Well, I want
it
you to weigh in on Make Us Laugh Monday, where we have jokes, we invite jokes from the listeners, and we've shared some of those great jokes with you, and hopefully you've shared them with your comic audiences. But we've got, let me describe the laugh, listen to it, and get you to comment on it. This is called the wild female laugh. Here we go. She's obviously,
yes.
Somebody's tickling her, I think, so.
Yes, that sounds like the hyenas from The Lion King, you know?
Right.
Intense.
All right, this is a wheezing laugh. It's maybe a little too long. You know, it goes 7 seconds, so my apologies.
That person needs to follow up with their PCP.
Yeah.
They may need to have a referral to a pulmonologist or something. Mm. That sounds...
All right, this one has never made the air before. It's just called Woman Laughs. Okay, so short and sweet.
Okay,
to the
so
point.
That woman, that laugh is fake. She's laughing.
Right.
She's trying to be supportive,
uh-huh.
But she's not enjoying herself.
Correct. 2 more. This is the funny laugh. That was from Princess Bride, I believe.
That sounds like you, Mark.
That was Vicini from Princess Bride. All right, one last one, the hysterical laugh. There you go.
That's terrifying. Yeah,
that was scary.
But it does energize. I mean, obviously, if you can work to the point where you get paid to do comic performances, it's great. But, I mean, it is just in regular life. Forget being a stand-up comic. Isn't it fun to make people laugh?
It feels good to have people laugh. You
it
know?
Does.
Yeah, and if they're laughing at you, it feels slightly less good, but also good.
Absolutely. Drew, love you. DrewFralick.com. Thanks, buddy.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Our friend who is a co-pastor of Vineyard Church in Detroit, Michigan, and they need to laugh after the Lions lost in a laugher yesterday to the Patriots. See what I did there?
Yeah,
Plan
clever.
And Shaker. Weekend recap on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. For me, men's breakfast at church on Saturday and a great testimony. The new Eau Claire Library. And Caleb, I thought of you as a book lover, a library fan. You got to check it out. I mean, 3 floors, very spacious, very open. It felt like, this is the library of the 21st century. And certainly a perk for Eau Claire, this great new library. So checked out a couple books. And off to Bible Center Church in the Maiden Rock, between Maiden Rock and Ellsworth. My brother-in-law, Doug, installed as the new pastor there yesterday. So excited for him and proud of him. And hats off to Don Schultz, the pastor for the last 45 years there.
Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
I think
A lot of different things going on over the weekend, but first on Saturday morning, took the kids to what would it be, the West Wisconsin Railroad Show. I think the West Wisconsin Model Railroad Club, I believe it's called. So their big Model Railroad Show at the Eau Claire Indoor Sports Center. So I had Cooper and Nora with me, and so we took them for that. They enjoyed the trains. They enjoyed the concessions. And we did that. Lindsay was working very hard on Saturday to make not one but two pies for the Slice of Life event for Pregnancy Help Center. And that kind of took Sunday, the prep for that, and then getting out there just incredibly well organized in a huge turnout and absolutely smashed their goal. Just fantastic in terms of the generosity, the giving, and just everything runs so smoothly. Beautiful event at the Church Barn and Barron. And I know there were folks there who were like, oh yeah, you did that just so you could talk about it on the radio. I sort of did. There were pie eating contests in divisions.
Yes.
And there was 0 to 4, there was 5 to 11, and then there was 12 and up. And I noticed that in the 12 and up division, there were no old guys like me.
Ha!
There were a lot of teenagers, there were youth group members, but there were no old guys like me. And so I was a last second entrant.
Uh-oh.
And so what you had to do is you had to eat kind of like a little personal apple pie, the kind you get at Walmart and such. And this year they let us take it out of the tins, which was nice because that caused me some trouble last year. But I also noticed everyone was sitting at the table. Now you have to have your hands behind your back and eat it with just your mouth. But I realized at my height, I could kneel by the table and get a better angle. And so I won, guys.
Hey,
I won, and I got a trophy. It's like a big wrapper bling. It's a little tin, pie tin that was spray painted gold, and it says Grand Champion Pie Eating Contest. My method was not to breathe, which probably was not the greatest, but I just inhaled the thing, and my wife had confidence in me the entire time. She knew as soon as I entered, she knew that I would win. I didn't know that I would win. I just wanted to beat the teenagers. But she apparently told people at our table, he eats fast and has a big mouth. And, yeah.
In radio, that works well.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I actually thought about wearing my medal, my trophy this morning, but I didn't want to seem proud.
No. Tomorrow, though.
But I am pretty proud of
that. Maybe we should build a show, Howlo and the Pie Eating Contest Winner.
Yeah. Definitely get as much as you can out of this.
That's right.
I'll have to show Dawson my technique tomorrow morning, too. We'll get some of those.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Yeah. I'll do commentary while your face is in the pie.
There you go.
My weekend was mostly spent here with the game on Friday, and then I was here filling in for Josh Stream on Saturday and here Sunday morning as well. And now I'm here this morning and tomorrow morning too.
Man, he's just a constant.
I can't get enough.
Three jokes apiece. It's Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB. People don't know, Caleb, of all that we do, that does, this is one of our bigger challenges.
Yeah. I mean, it's, did we actually prepare or are we just getting jokes at the last minute and hoping it doesn't seem like that?
Now you're getting into my school life. But anyhow, here we go. An elderly woman was walking her dog when a young man grabbed her purse and ran away. I asked if she was okay, and she smiled and said, it's really no big deal because she carries her old purse to put her dog's poop in until she gets home to dispose of it.
Make Us Laugh Monday here in the Wib Wake Up Show, 12 minutes before 8 o'clock, 39 degrees. The problem with Netflix recommendations is they assume I like the show just because I watched 13 hours of it.
Oh, man.
It's not true.
Assumptions. You know, I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know.
There you go. Did you hear about this? How about big news? Did you hear how they fixed the claustrophobic astronaut?
No.
Turns out he just needed some space.
Oh, man.
There you go. This is my last one. Did you hear what happened when the guy who wrote the song The Hokey Pokey died?
No.
Yeah, they couldn't close the coffin. Every time they put a right foot in, he put his left foot out.
Okay, that wasn't my big laugh. That was a real one. That was great. I really like that one. All right.
Thank you to Dawson.
Yes. Thank you, Dawson. Dawson has some good material.
He does.
Finally, here on a Make Us Laugh Monday. Over the weekend, accidentally went grocery shopping on an empty stomach, and now I'm the proud owner of aisle 7. There you go. All right. Those are your Wib Wake Up Show Make Us Laugh Monday jokes.
You know, just like he's talking about apple cider donuts, I'm like, any kind of donuts are good. And then it gets you to popcorn. And, like, any kind of popcorn is good. And there's lots of different types of popcorn.
Absolutely. Popcorn is very big in my family, even to the point where Nora will ask for a snack of popcorn to be brought with two older brothers' flag football games. And last week, Mama made popcorn, and I kind of thought there would be some left after Cooper's flag football game. There was not. There was not any left.
There you go. Well, what do you put on your popcorn? BuzzFeed asked its readers, and we've got some suggestions.
Yeah, so maybe more than just the traditional toppings. Yeah, so Italian seasoning is one idea.
Trader Joe's, everything but the bagel sesame seasoning blend.
I'm guessing you can get it at more than just Trader Joe's.
Probably.
But still, yeah, the everything bagel, absolutely. This should be good. For maybe a sweeter type of popcorn, how about McCormick cinnamon sugar?
That would be good.
I think you can make that at home as well, too. But yeah, new popcorn toppings to try.
What if you mixed up a little bit of chocolate and caramel syrup over your popcorn?
And there you go.
A little bit messy, but yeah, good.
Try a new popcorn topping here in the Wib Wake Up Show. How about buffalo sauce on your popcorn?
No, thank you.
I might try a kernel or two, but I don't know that I would eat a whole bowl of that.
That's not my deal. Old Bay seasoning, not real familiar with that.
I think it has something to do with, like, isn't that for seafood, like crab or something?
Good job.
I haven't tried it, but I think I stocked it at Walmart back in the day. New popcorn toppings, Nutella.
That would
be sticky, but delicious.
I love Nutella on just about anything. How about some ranch seasoning blend?
Okay, sure. Delicious. And one more, ideas for new popcorn toppings. This sounds expensive, Havel. Black truffle-infused olive oil.
Wow.
That just sounds, kind of pretentious and spendy.
I don't know what to expect with that. It gets me thinking, though. I mean, I'm like, well, I do, straight up popcorn, but I mean, kettle corn and cheese corn are both great.
Yeah, they really are. So, I mean, it's hard to find, well, I'm sure we could come up with it. It's America, but it's hard to find a way to mess up popcorn.
It is.
Unless you're like me working at the Camp Fairwood concession stand way back in the day and what you thought was the oil. It was a similar color, but it was actually grape syrup for like ices. Mm. And I put it in the popcorn popper and it burned all the popcorn and it didn't taste like grape. It just kind of tasted like soot.
Oh no.
I ruined an entire batch.
Oh.
Thanks, Pastor Brad, for the grace.
Yes.
I didn't deserve it.
It seems Thanksgiving Day is upon us.
It is in Canada, north of the border, eh?
I truly did not know this, but happy Thanksgiving to our Canadian friends.
It was not something etched in my mind either. Canada
celebrates.
Should
we get the day off?
Canada celebrates Thanksgiving on the second Monday in October, while the U.S., it's always the fourth Thursday in November.
So we're digging into this a little bit more.
Yep.
Canadian Thanksgiving. Canada's Thanksgiving is based on a bountiful harvest and on the pilgrims in the New World, like the United States holiday. It occurs earlier, of course, because Canada is north of the United States, and therefore the harvest season occurs earlier in the year.
Yeah, Michelle was commenting on some of that in terms of the leaf color where she lives, and further south, she said, still green. By the way, it is an off day for some people, right, with Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Today. So, the first Canadian Thanksgiving goes back even further than that of the United States when the first settlers in Massachusetts on their first harvest in 1621, way back in 1578, an English explorer named Martin Frobisher was trying to find a northern route to the Orient. He was not successful in his quest, but he did end up establishing a settlement somewhere along what is Newfoundland today. Despite not making it to the Orient, Frobisher was thankful the journey had been safe and decided to have a day of thanks. This resulted in the first Canadian Thanksgiving.
So during the same time frame, many French settlers were making their way to the area and also began having days of thanks during the harvest. They, like the American pilgrims, invited local Indians to take part in their feast.
Yeah, in Canada, Thanksgiving's been celebrated in November and October at various periods in time. After World War I, Thanksgiving was celebrated in the same week as Armistice Day, now Remembrance Day. However, in 1957, Parliament set the date of Canadian Thanksgiving to be today, the second Monday in October, likely to separate the two observances.
And finally, as we kind of compare and contrast American Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving, Happy Thanksgiving if you're from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
American Thanksgiving has also had floating dates throughout history, though the last Thursday in November was pretty standard in the late 1930s. President Roosevelt had moved the day of Thanksgiving to be 1 week earlier, believing that it would boost the U.S. economy.
Uh-huh.
In 1941, Roosevelt signed a bill making Thanksgiving be observed on the fourth Thursday in November, and it has remained the same to this day.
There you go.